protect your heart and how much to care. But today there is no day or night. Today there.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. In case you haven't noticed, I include a variety of music coming in and out of each segment of the Bruce Allen Show. I am a music fanatic. I like lots of music. And if you are ever curious what the music is, because I will change them pretty much every show, although the first two or three remain the same, and Walk Like a Man by the Four Seasons is my current theme song. The second song you heard at the beginning was an original song composed by my older son, Arnie Sallon. The rest is usually changed every week. If you want to know what any particular song is, you are welcome to write me about that or anything else at bruce@brucesallon.com. And as a reminder, you can find this show, any show to listen to or download also at my website, bruce@brucesallon.com. And you can email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. You can follow my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page at A Dad's Point of View on Facebook. And if you're not on Facebook and you're a parent, you probably should be, because your kids are on Facebook. And if your kids are on Facebook and you're not there following them or at least watching them, then you're missing out. And that's a very important parenting tip I will offer. But the secret to being on Facebook with your kids, and this is a very important tip, is if they allow you to be their friend on Facebook, you must never, underscore never, make a comment. Never say anything. Never like anything. Never make your presence known. Not because they will care, but because their friends will care. So that means if your son or daughter puts up a nice photo, a family photo, you don't put under it a like or beautiful or how handsome you look or how pretty you look in that prom dress. You put nothing. Because the moment you do that, their friends will know that you're there. And then they, your son or daughter, will know that their friends don't like it. And then you will be deleted. So that is a little tip from this dad who has been very careful, because it's so easy to want to say something nice to your kid. And if you find out that they're using bad language or something else, or doing something you don't want them to do, that is information that you use at the right time. So that's just a little tip that does not relate to boredom, which is our subject this week. We have been talking about our kids and boredom. And we talked about how maybe MTV was the beginning of how our kids have changed their attitudes and how their attention span has clearly been reduced to sound bites, to quote Pastor Drew from the previous segment. I'm not sure that's exactly what happened, but if you fast forward from MTV, we had the internet, which has brought things up and become an indispensable tool to much of the world. Then MySpace came along. And that began what I call, and what other people certainly call, the social media revolution, which was then followed by Facebook. Hard to believe, but Facebook is only, 6 years old. And it began on college campuses, and it now has a coverage of something above 500 million members. YouTube followed, and all of a sudden, you have television now in sound bites of a few minutes. Now anybody can film anything they want, and it's up there. And some of the silliest, what used to be on America's Funniest Home Videos, anybody can put up there. And 20 million people can look at a little YouTube video that you or I can post. And some of them go viral for whatever reason. We don't know why. Then came Twitter, where all of a sudden communication is reduced to 140 characters. That's not 140 words. That's 140 characters, including spaces. Do you understand the concept of 140 characters? My last 30 seconds of speech was probably 500 characters. So this is what our kids are growing up with. No wonder their attention span is reduced. When I was a kid, we rode our bikes. We had rotary telephones. We had one television in my house. We had a neighborhood movie theater where they played something called double bills. My boys would think a double bill is two $1 bills. So it's a different world. The options, the speed with which our kids can indulge their whims, all this has resulted, I think, in a lack of creativity, a lack of initiative, and consequently an increase in boredom. They just have too many choices, and that becomes overwhelming. It's ironic, and it's a real problem. And for many of us parents, we allow them to succumb to this problem by supplying them with all the modern tools that is part of the problem. Smartphones, iPods, computers, DVRs, various game platforms from the Wii to the Xbox, as well as DVDs, movies on demand, iTunes, where you can buy any song for 99 cents. It's all too easy. You don't have to be creative. Thus the boredom. So what do we do about it? I'm going to offer you 7 actionable tips on how to deal with your kids when they say they're bored. 1, probably the hardest, but trust me, this is important. Limit television to only non-school days. I don't care how much they bellyache. Just do it. Punishments should be related to limiting what I call screen time rather than anything else. Screen time means televisions, computers, smartphones, iPads, video games. So depending on what they've done, depends on how many screens are limited or taken away and for how long. That's the only thing that's going to hurt them. You take away their phone, it hurts. Nothing else. Grounding them doesn't mean anything if they still have their various screens. So use that. Now, your kids probably text their friends rather than talk to their friends. So you don't see or know their friends like you did when they had play dates or when the friends came over. That's exactly what has happened between my two boys. My older son actually used to have friends over, or and still does. My younger son, I don't see his friends. So I suggest you require your kids to have friends over once in a while, not only so they have face-to-face interaction, IRL, in real life, but so that you actually know who their friends are. Not such a bad thing to know who your kids' friends are. So that's another tip, 3. 4 is to require equal amounts of outside active playtime as screen playtime. For every half hour on TV, a half hour outside. For every half hour on the computer, a half hour outside. 5, I have a saying, there's no such thing as quality time. There's only quantity time. So spend quantity time with your kids and don't kid yourself that there's any such thing as quality time. That means you spend time with your kids. That's going to help them get over boredom because you do things with them. You're creative with them. I'm going to save the last two for after the break because I don't want to rush the last two. It's important. This is Bruce Allen, and this is the Bruce Allen Show. Again, I want to welcome my News Talk 1420 WHK listeners in Ohio. This is our first show for you guys. You can reach me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow anything and everything about me at bruceallen.com. You can tweet me at bruceallen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And please follow our Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, on Facebook. And remember, Facebook is a key to what your teens are doing. Or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And please follow my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View. And remember, Facebook is a key to what your kids are doing. I heartily encourage you to be a part of it. Don't be afraid of the technology. A way to ease any of your fears of that technology is to visit boomertechtalk.com. That's boomertechtalk.com. We will be back after these messages from our sponsors.